Praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., Co-Pastor of the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center in Battle Creek, Michigan, 4720 Beckley Road, and we certainly thank God for each one of you that are part of our in-house ministry and also part of our online ministry, our YouTube ministry, our Facebook ministry, our website here at our church. We thank God for each one of you. And today, I just want to talk to you. I just want to encourage somebody on today. I'm not going to give you a lot of scriptures on today. I'm just going to tell you about what I know. And one thing I know is that Jesus is the heavy load lifter. That's one thing that I know, that Jesus, the Christ, he is the heavy load sharer. He's a heavy load lifter. Every weight that the enemy puts on you, every burden that life hands to you, every load that your heart tries to carry, Jesus stands ready to lift that weight, that burden, or that load. He's able to lift it. He's able to shift it. He's able to sift it. And he is more than able to carry it for you. I know for a fact that life can get heavy. Loads come in various styles. Some loads are physical, some are emotional, some are spiritual, but they are all real. Some loads are inherited. They've been passed down through generations and carried without questioning their origin. There are some loads that are chosen. They're picked up by our own decisions, our own habits, our own alignments. Loads come in all types, shades. Some loads are seasonal. They come for a season. They come for a time. Sometimes that season is a short season. Sometimes that season is a long season. But all loads were never meant to stay for life because Jesus is the heavy load lifter. Some loads are assigned. God will assign some divine responsibilities that actually is there to shape our calling and to shape our character. We see them as loads that are working against us, but a load that is a divine responsibility, it comes to shape our calling and shape our character. Then some loads are self-inflicted, or they're born from our disobedience, even our delay or our denial. Those three things are first cousins: disobedience, delay, and denial. Disobedience comes in those forms. Sometimes we say we're just waiting, we're just delaying. Delay, many times, is disobedience. Some loads are protective. Some loads that come into our lives, that come through our lives, they're God-given weights that actually anchor us so that we do not drift. There are some loads that are deceptive. They look light at first, but they grow heavier the longer we carry them along. Some loads are borrowed. They're taken on from others, even though they were never ours to lift, but we lift them anyway. So we borrow other people's loads. Some loads are transitional. They move us from one stage of maturity to another. Now, some loads are diagnostic. Those loads, they're revealing the condition of our heart by how we respond under pressure. Life can get heavy, even for the seasoned saints, those that have been in the way a long time. People see our public smile, but they don't see our private struggle. People see our public worship, but they don't see our private warfare. People see our public posture, but they don't see our private pressure. Loads. I'm talking about loads today. People see our public praise, but they don't see our private pain. People see our public strength, but they don't see our private surrender. People see our public confidence, but they don't see our private crying. People see our public anointing, but they don't see our private agony. People see our public discipline, but they don't see our private discouragement. People see our public composure, but they don't see our private chaos. People see our public faith, but they don't see our private fight. People see our public victories, but they don't see our private valleys. People see our public glow, but they don't see our private grief. People see our public holiness, but they don't see our private hunger. People can see our public calling, but they don't see our private crushing. People see our public obedience, but they don't see our private opposition. People see our public smile, but they don't see our private stretching. People can see our public revival, but they don't see our private refining. Last one, people see our private elevation, but they don't see our private endurance. The good news in all of this is that we were never designed to carry everything. We were designed to be carried by someone. And I'm going to tell you again, Jesus is the heavy load lifter. And the reason Jesus is the heavy load lifter is simple. Jesus never asked us to carry what he has already conquered. Jesus never expected us to hold what he came to handle. Jesus never designed us what he came to deliver us from. We were shaped for sonship, not for strain. I said we were shaped for sonship and not for strain. When I said that about sonship, I thought about Superintendent Bobby Moore. He was heavy into sonship. He preached on sonship. He taught on sonship. He spoke on sonship. He lived sonship. We were shapen for sonship and not for strain. We were created for communion and not for crushing. We actually were formed for fellowship and not fatigue. So sometimes we don't want to fellowship because we're fatigued. And sometimes we fellowship and that's why we are fatigued. Jesus steps into the weight of our world with shoulders strong enough to hold and carry us into eternity. What is it that makes Jesus the heavy load lifter? Jesus lifts what overwhelms us because Jesus' strength is made perfect in weakness. Jesus carries what we cannot control because the government is already on his shoulders. Jesus bears what breaks us because he was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus actually holds what we drop because underneath are his everlasting arms. Jesus actually sustains us and sustains what we surrender to him because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus doesn't just lighten the load, he lifts the load. He carries the load. He's not a load lightener. He lifts the load. He walks with you while holding it. Jesus is the heavy load lifter in Scripture. The Bible tells us in Scripture, casting all of our cares upon him, upon Jesus, because Jesus is the heavy load lifter and he cares for each one of us. We have to come unto Jesus. The heavy load lifter will give us rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I'm the heavy load lifter. I will give you rest. Jesus' yoke is easy. He said, my yoke is easy. And Jesus also said, my burden is light. These are not just poetic lines that Jesus spoke. These are divine invitations. These are heaven's strategy for human survival. These are God's blueprint for our emotional, spiritual, and our mental stability. Because there is an attack upon our emotional, our spiritual, and our mental stability. But I want you to know that the heavy load lifter is in your life. And while he's in your life, when the pressure is too much, Jesus becomes your peace. When the warfare is too intense, Jesus becomes our warrior. When the grief is too heavy, I want you to know with a surety that Jesus becomes your comforter. When our personal journey is too long, Jesus becomes our strength. He's a heavy load lifter. And when the assignment is too big, Jesus is our paracletos. Jesus becomes our helper. My friend, I want you to know you're not walking alone. You're not fighting alone. You're not carrying the load alone because Jesus is the heavy load lifter. And Jesus lifts you while Jesus lifts your heavy load. You may be tired, but Jesus is not tired. You may be stretched, but Jesus is not stretched. I feel my preaching voice coming on here. You may be overwhelmed, but Jesus is not overwhelmed. And the same Jesus, that same Jesus who carried the cross, is the same Jesus who carries us. He carries you. Well, the old timers, they understood it. They just wrote a song and was singing to almost every service. Don't you know God is able? He's able to carry you through. Jesus carries us. He's a heavy load lifter. He's a heavy load carrier. Jesus carried our sins. He carried our shame, our sickness, our sorrow. He carried the weight of the world on his shoulders. So surely, surely, Jesus can carry what's been carrying you. There's a weight that we don't always talk about, but every person under the sound of my voice is carrying some kind of weight. You're carrying something. Some are carrying grief, guilt, responsibility, disappointment, pressure of trying to be the strong one. Some carrying the secret battles that nobody sees. Life will put weight on each one of us. People will put weight on each one of us. Ministry can put weight on us. Family can put weight on us. Our own mind, our own internal workings can sometimes put weight on us. But I got to go back to the good news. The good news of the gospel is this. We were never designed to carry what Jesus came to lift. Today, as I share this word, I want to tell you about Jesus. Jesus is the one who steps into our heaviness. Jesus is the one whose shoulders crushes other things. Jesus is the one who lifts what life lays on us. His name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. He's the heavy load lifter. Jesus lifts because he invites the weary. Say it again. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He just said, come. Then he went on to say, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We think that we're taking the easy road by carrying our loads and our weights. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Jesus did not call the strong. He calls the strained. Jesus did not call the perfect. He called those that are pressured. Jesus did not call the polished. Jesus called the heavy laden. Jesus is the heavy load and heavy laden lifter because Jesus is asking to carry the weight. Jesus went to the cross so that he would have a right to the tree of life and carry our weights and our loads. Jesus encourages us by telling us you don't have to figure it out first. You don't have to say stand tall. Jesus just says come. It's an invitation. It's proof of his strength because weak people don't ask to carry weight. Only the strong says, give it to me, I can handle it. Jesus is the heavy load lifter because Jesus wants what's wearing you down. I said Jesus himself is the heavy load lifter because Jesus wants to carry what's weighing you down. Jesus lifts because Jesus carries what we cannot carry. Say in his word, casting all your cares upon him. The word casting, it means to throw it onto someone bigger. You don't cast something onto someone weaker. You cast it onto someone who can handle it. Jesus is the heavy load lifter, my friend. Jesus can handle your anxiety. Oh, yes, you've got some anxiety. It may be tucked away somewhere, but you've got some anxiety. He can handle our grief. There are some things that we have gone through in life that we have never settled the grief of it. Jesus can handle that. Jesus can handle any confusion. He can handle your family. He can handle your ministry. He can handle your future. He can handle your past. You're not failing. You're overloaded. You're not weak. You're weighted down. You're not broken. What it is your burden. And Jesus said, throw your burdens, cast your burdens on me. Jesus lifts. Jesus lifts because he took the heaviest load ever carried. The Lord has carried on him the iniquity of us all, is what the Bible says. The heaviest load in human history was not the cross beam. It was sin. Every lie, every failure, every addiction, every generational curse, every shameful moment, every dark thought, every broken place, Jesus carried it when he went to the cross. If Jesus lifted the weight of the world's sins, Jesus can lift the weight of your situation. If Jesus carried the cross, he can handle your crisis. Will you turn it over to him on today? If Jesus carried death, he can carry your despair. If Jesus carried the curse, Jesus can carry your cares. Jesus lifts because Jesus' yoke makes your load light. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest, or you shall have that load taken off of your shoulders. You shall find rest unto your soul. Because loads not only load down our minds and our wills and our spirits, but it loads down our soul. A yoke is not punishment. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. He's not asking you to take his punishment. He's asking you to let him partner in carrying your load. And when you take Jesus' yoke, you can stop pulling alone. You can stop pushing alone. You can stop praying alone. You can stop fighting alone. You can stop walking alone. Because Jesus' yoke, it means I will walk with you. I will pull with you. I will talk with you. I will carry that weight beside you. He's a paracletos. The load becomes light, not because the assignment has changed, but because the partner changed. Jesus wants to partner with believers. You're not yoked to stress when you let Jesus carry your load. You're not yoked to fear or failure. You're yoked to Jesus, the heavy load lifter, the heavy load sharer. Jesus lifts because he lifts you while he lifts the load. Thou art the lifter up of my head. Oh, yes, he is. And sometimes the burden does not move immediately, but Jesus lifts you. He may not lift the burden right away, but he lifts you. He'll lift your head. He'll lift your hope. He'll lift your faith. He'll lift your courage. Before Jesus changes the weight, Jesus changes the one carrying it. I said before Jesus changes the weight, Jesus changes the one carrying the weight. Many times we want the Lord to come and remove the weight, but before Jesus changes and lifts the weight and the heavy load, Jesus changes the person that's carrying the weight and the heavy load. Before Jesus moves the mountain, Jesus strengthens the climber. Before Jesus shifts the situation, he stabilizes our soul. Jesus, my friend, I'm almost done for the day. Jesus is the heavy load lifter because Jesus lifts the person before Jesus lifts the problem. I said Jesus is the heavy load sharer, the heavy load lifter and the lifter of your head. Jesus, that heavy load lifter, because Jesus lifts the person before Jesus lifts the problem. Jesus lifts because he never breaks under pressure. Scripture says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Yes, people break, systems break, plans break, emotions break, bodies break, relationships break, but Jesus never breaks. He does not bend, he does not buckle, he does not collapse, he does not crack under pressure. Jesus is the unbreakable burden bearer. He's the unshakable load lifter. He's the unmovable weight carrier. He's the unchangeable strength giver. Well, he says, come unto me. We have to bring it to the lifter. Somebody listening is tired. Someone listening is overwhelmed. Someone is caring more than they can say. Someone is smiling on the outside and sinking on the inside. Somebody listening to this is weary, worn, and sad. But I want you to know you can find a sweet resting place. Jesus is here to lift the load. If you're ready for relief, Jesus is right there with you now. He has his arms stretched out, saying, bring me the weight. Bring me the grief. Bring me the guilt. Bring me the pressure, the fear, the responsibility. Bring me the thing you've been hiding from me. Jesus said, bring me the thing you've been trying to carry alone. Because Jesus is still the heavy load lifter. I thank God for this word on today, and I pray that you got a nugget out of this word that will help you to just lift your hands and tell the Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that I did not sink under this load. I did not break under this load. I refuse to go back into a world of sin simply because I'm under this load. Because I know, Jesus, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you are lifting my load. Once again, I thank God for you. Listen. You need to not only listen to the radio or listen to this online. What you need to do is you need to come out to 4720 Beckley Road on this Sunday at 11 a.m. in Battle Creek, Michigan, and meet the heavy load lifter. His name is Jesus, and he will be there on this Sunday at 11 a.m. God bless.